presenting the Nelson Eddy Show with Robert Armbruster and his orchestra, our guest for this evening, and starring Nelson Eddy.
When they march down the street, people stand on their feet. They love to see a soldier. So they jump on your chest, you fall in with the rest. You want to see a soldier. You will run half a mile, but it's well worth your while. Because somebody has told you that coming down the street, you'll hear the beat, marching feet. Oh, how you run to see a soldier. Because there's something about a soldier, something about a soldier, something about a soldier that is fine, fine, fine. He may be a great big general, maybe a sergeant major, maybe a simple private of the line, line, line. But there's something about his bearing, something in what he's wearing, something about his buttons all a shine, shine, shine. Oh, a military chest seems to suit the ladies best. There's something about a soldier that is fine, fine, fine. Something about a soldier, something about a soldier, something about a soldier that is fine, fine, fine. He may be a big bass drummer, he may be a piccolo tutor, maybe a simple piper of the line, line, line. But there's something about his bearing, something in what he's wearing, something about his buttons all a shine, shine, shine. Oh, a military chest seems to suit the ladies best. There's something about a soldier that is fine, fine, fine.
Thank you very much, and hello, everybody. Something About a Soldier expresses the thoughts and feelings we all have these days about the American fighting man and his allied comrades in arms. Tonight, Robert Armbruster and Frank Graham round out our regular company, and our guest is Miss Lois Butler.
Sweet and charming young lady she is, too.
Yes, indeed, Frank. She has a great deal of talent.
Talent is right. Talk Nelson out of singing shortened bread on tonight's program.
Must remember to thank her profusely, Bob.
Also, find out how she did it.
Yep. Trick would come in handy around here every week.
Stop gloating, you two. And Frank, introduce the next number.
Sure, and the pleasure it is. Some of you may know the melody as London Derriere. And some of you may know the song as Danny Boy. Either way, it's a grand number that Nelson Eddy sings it for us now.
Gone and all the roses falling. shall heal, what you spread above me, and all my grave will warm a sweeter beam. For you will bend and tell me that you love me, and I shall sleep in peace until you come home.
A little earlier, I mentioned the fact that our guest for this evening is a very talented young lady.
You aren't just a woofing, either.
And I... Pardon me, Frank, what was that you just said?
You aren't just a woofing. That's junior set jargon. Means, you aren't kidding. You're right.
Oh.
Now, look, Nelson, when we talk to Lois Butler, we'll have to be on the beam. We can't be a square pair, you know.
Oh, we can't, huh?
Well, I should say not.
Well, I'm glad you told me. Now, as I was about to say, Lois Butler made her first professional appearance as a ballet dancer and singer. That was 9 years ago, and she was then 3 years old. Later, Lois made her first concert appearance at the University of California in Los Angeles. That was 6 years ago, and she was then 6 years old.
I get it. Now she's 12.
Frank, gentlemen, do not discuss a lady's age in public. I was about to say, ladies and gentlemen, Miss Lois Butler. Well, there's one singer to another. You call me Nelson.
Thank you, Nelson. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, the pleasure's all ours, Lois. We've been looking forward to this visit.
He's not just a whooping, either.
Pardon me, Nelson. What was that you just said?
He's not just a whooping. It's a phrase Frank Graham used a while ago.
Where in the world do you suppose he heard that?
Why, I don't know. It's amazing the words adults pick up these days.
Isn't it, though? I wish youngsters wouldn't be so careless with their speech.
Yeah, grown-ups are such imitators, especially radio announcers.
Looks like a good time to change the subject. I'd like to ask Lois if this is her first appearance on the air.
No, it isn't, Frank. I've been on several programs.
Mail call and command performance, among others. Those are special broadcasts for the men overseas. A little later on, Lois and I were singing duet, but now she's going to sing a song that made a hit with the GIs. It's Russian Nightingale.
Oh,
Nelson Eddy now sings another of the lovely songs from the production Song of Norway. It's I Love You.
I hear you ask if I am yours for keeping. Shame that a doubt should ever pass your lips. I say it waking, shall I say it sleeping? I love your lips, I love your laugh, I love the tear that dims your dancing eyes. I love you, dear, and there your answer lies. And could you ask if time had dulled my long? The northern star gone passing far. If so you doubt, 'tis only you you're wronging. I love you then, I love you now, I love you when the world grows old and dark.
There have been hundreds of favorite songs and popular hits in this country, but there's one that seems destined to live forever. First heard back in 1768, it still puts an added throb in American pulses. Robert Armbruster and the orchestra, and Yankee Doodle. Nelson, I noticed you picked out another Gilbert and Sullivan Patter song for tonight.
Yes, Frank, it's Bun Thorne's song from Patience. Bun Thorne is a nice young fellow who wants everyone to admire him. Well, that's understandable, except that Bun Thorne assumes the extreme affectations of a would-be poet. Strangely enough, the system seems to work. And here Bunthorne tells you what to do if you're anxious for the shine.
Am I alone and unobserved? I am. Then let me own, I'm an aesthetic sham. This air severe is but a mere veneer. This cynic smile is but a while of guile. This costume taste is but the taste misplaced. Let me confess, a languid love for lilies does not like me. Lank limbs and haggard cheeks do not delight me. I do not care for dirty greens by any means. I do not long for all one's seeds of Javanese. I am not fond of ugly attitudes and stained glass attitudes. In short, my medievalism is affectation, born of a morbid love of admiration. If you're anxious for to shine in the high aesthetic line as a man of culture rare, you must get up all the germs of the transcendental terms and plant them everywhere. You must lie upon the daisies and discourse the novel phrases of your complicated state of mind. The meaning doesn't matter if it's only idle chatter of a transcendental kind. And everyone will say, as you walk your mystic way, if this young man expresses himself in terms too deep for me, why, what a very singularly deep young man this deep young man must be. Be eloquent in praise of the Betty Dull old days, which have long since passed away. And convince them, if you can, that the reign of good Queen Anne was culture's palmiest day. Of course, you will poo-poo whatever's fresh and new and declare it's crude and mean. For I stop short in the cultivated court of the Empress Josephine. And everyone will say, as you walk your mystic way, if that's not good enough for him, which is good enough for me, why, what a very cultivated kind of youth this kind of youth must be. Then a sentimental passion of a vegetable fashion must excite your language spleen. An attachment a la Plato for a bashful young potato or a not-too-French bean. Though the Philistines may jostle you, will rank as an apostle in the high aesthetic band. If you walk down Piccadilly with a puppy or a lily in your medieval hand. And everyone will say, as you walk your flowery way, if he's content with a vegetable love, which would certainly not suit me, why, what a most particularly pure young man, this pure young man must be.
With Gilbert and Sullivan tucked away, we turn the spotlight back to our guest, Lois Butler.
You are ready for that duet, Lois?
I'm always ready to sing. It's my favorite hobby.
Favorite hobby? Well, how many do you have?
Well, I like horseback riding pretty well.
Now, there's a girl after my own heart.
Mine, too.
Do you like to ride horseback, Bob?
Certainly do. What type of saddle do you like?
Sometimes I like an English saddle, and sometimes I like to ride side saddle.
I prefer the English saddle myself.
Well, not me. I like Western saddle.
What about you, Nelson?
Pillow.
Nelson, don't you ride?
Darn automobiles.
I like to roller skate, too. Do you skate, Nelson?
Well, I've done a little roller skating in my time.
I prefer ice skating myself. Used to be a whiz with the blades.
What about you, Frank?
Yeah. What did you do your skating on? Ice or rollers?
Pillow. Any other interests, Lois?
Oh, I like school pretty well.
School? You mean with all those hobbies and your singing, you have time for school?
Yes. I go to Thomas Starr King Junior High School.
What class?
Eighth grade. I also sing in the school glee club.
This girl likes to sing. Yeah, you ever sing request numbers, Lois?
Sometimes.
Sometime. Will you sing one for me? Shortening bread?
Sure. Anything you'd like, Bob?
Hello? Keep out the sound of shortening bread.
I don't know why he doesn't like that song.
Well, do you like it?
Yes.
Well, then why'd you ask me not to sing it tonight?
Because Mr. Armbruster told me to.
Because,
Oh, Robert Armbruster has once again stopped Nelson Eddie short of singing shortened bread. Will Nelson keep on with his mad attempt to sing this song? Will he succeed? Or will Robert Armbruster be able to stave him off again? Tune in next week. We don't know.
Okay, you two have fun. Well, I promised I'd sing it.
You will, too. Persistent. Right now, though, little Miss Lois Butler and Nelson Eddy sing a duet. It's Will You Remember? From Maytime.
Forget till this day.